This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The ABC TV police drama NYPD Blue ends its 12-year run tonight. The show doesn't get so much attention these days, but it sure sparked controversy back in 1993, as Slate writer Brian Curtis recalls.
When NYPD Blue debuted, 57 ABC affiliates declined to show the premiere episode, citing the show's affection for nudity and lower-tier swear words. One of those bashful affiliates was located in Dallas, Texas, where I was living at the time. I was 15, widely regarded as the Talmudic age for nudity and lower-tier swear words. A few weeks passed without Blue. Then, one glorious afternoon, a critic from the local paper called the house. He had a tape of the pilot, he said, and asked if my mother and I would join a few dozen culturally savvy North Texans for a private screening. Awesome. A few nights later, we sat around a long table at the newspaper office. The critic lowered the lights and the show began. Exactly 34 minutes and 51 seconds into the pilot, Blue went blue. Amy Brenneman, dark-haired and svelte, and David Caruso were undressing. It wasn't nudity exactly. Their bodies were bathed in the sensitive shadows of network TV. But no matter. At the time, the Blue pilot represented something of a sexual revelation. I realized this had the makings of a transcendent adolescent moment, which, on the debit side, was being experienced in the company of my mother. The brainchild of David Milch and Stephen Botchko, NYPD Blue was one of network television's great erotic experiments. Its nudity will linger long after its gumshoeing fades. Such brazen sexuality takes a certain degree of skill when one of your romantic leads, Dennis Franz, looks like a lightly medicated version of Captain Kangaroo. By tonight's finale, one Blue fan site says Botchko and his co-producers will have undressed 14 current and former cast members, including Franz. Those of us who watched Blue as much for the couplings as the gumshoeing needn't feel ashamed. There was a good reason, besides ratings points, for the copious nudity. Botchko, a former writer for Columbo and Macmillan and Wife, spent his career watching audiences slowly flee homogenized network crime dramas for the grittier stuff on cable. Botchko tried to change that with NYPD Blue by using HBO and Showtime's formula, adding nudity to create the illusion of adult sophistication. But Blue did not spawn R-rated network imitators, and the network's adult audience slowly began to migrate up the dial. These days, the producers with Botchko-like gravitas work for the premium channels. Botchko's old Blue collaborator, David Milch, produces Deadwood for HBO, and David Chase makes HBO's The Sopranos.
When you think about it, Johnny's got some balls. Big house, lying in his pocket with our hard-earned cash. Who's he think's keeping that fat in Devil Dogs anyway?
Whatever he is, he's also Carmine's underboss, so you gotta placate him.
Why haven't the broadcast networks produced more shows like NYPD Blue? For one thing, ABC lost money on the gamble. Even when it finished strong in the Nielsen ratings, for a few seasons Blue had to charge a reduced rate for its commercials to lure skittish advertisers. Then, more recently, came the twin horrors of Michael Powell and Janet Jackson. ABC has become coy about sex, wrapping it in satire a la Desperate Housewives, or in a reality show a la The Bachelor. This has produced highly rated series, but sapped an untold amount of the network's cool. We may never see anything as stark as Dennis Franz making love in the shower again, which, depending on how you see the world, may be the best thing to happen to network TV, or the worst.
Opinion from Brian Curtis. He writes the Middlebrow column for Slate magazine. This is Day to Day. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.